My friends, today in this celebration, there are two Gospels, and the homily will be very short. I am capable of doing that. I'm going to give it after the first Gospel, precisely because I want us to be very conscious of what we're about to hear during this whole week. You know, the last few years, I have become, as I study more and more the scriptures, I have become tremendously aware of how planned this whole mystery, all the way from what begins now, all the way through the resurrection. At first, when you become a Christian, you know that Jesus was crucified, you know that he rose from the dead. But the more you start paying attention to the details, the more you start understanding how this whole thing was planned. And how I have been calling it, the more I see it, as a sting operation. To me, that is the closest thing. Because what Jesus is doing is presumably by God, and there is a planned sting to allow the devil and the power of evil to assault Jesus and to allow him to be crucified. And the reason he is allowed to be crucified is so that the trap may be sprung. Because the moment that Jesus is crucified and the power of evil thinks it has conquered, what ultimately happens is that the power of the resurrection is let loose. Now, I want you to think about this. What is the ultimate threat that anyone can make to you? Ultimate threat. And the ultimate threat, whether it be to you or to your children or to your loved one, is a horrendous death. A torture death. That's the greatest threat that anyone can make to you. Now imagine that someone, mainly God, was wanting to say to us, that threat is not the ultimate answer. The power of God will not be moved, will not be shaken by that threat. And so what God decides to do is he comes to our situation and he allows himself to face the ultimate threat. He allows himself to be tortured and crucified. And just when it looks like the whole thing is about to end with the victory of evil, God the Father reaches into the grave and pulls Jesus into the resurrection. Now think about it. He could have just said, I forgive you, and let it be at that. But that would have been what a great theologian once called cheap grace. You know what cheap grace is? You do something and people just say, just ignore it. That's fine. And God could have said, we'll ignore all the evil in the world. And God bless you. It's forgiven. But God said, no, we can't ignore evil. Each one of us has to confront it. Each one of us. And I will show you how to do it. by confronting it myself. And that's what's happening to Jesus. You know, I often ask people, do you think God the Father actively willed that Jesus be crucified? Do you think it was God's will that Jesus be crucified? And the answer is yes and no. Because you see, God, there are two different understandings of will. There is permissive will and deliberate will. Deliberate will is when you say, I want this to happen. Permissive will is when you say, let it be. Let it happen, even though you don't want it. And what God was doing, he was saying to Jesus, let it happen. I will not allow it to stand. And that's what you're going to witness during this week. The intentional confrontation of a God who loves us, who chose to confront the power of evil and to destroy the power of evil. Now, that doesn't mean it's all over for us. Because remember, Jesus said, unless you are willing to pick up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. There are some people who say, oh, Jesus already died, everything's cool. Yes, but no. Because you still, each one of us, still have a cross. And we still have to carry it. 100, a good friend of mine always says, the death rate for humanity stands still at 100%. You and I are going to die. And from what I hear, it's not fun. You are going to receive a cross. The only issue is how you will carry it. Today we see the example of how God himself chose to come into our human condition, allow it to happen to him, and carried his cross, and allowed himself to be totally tortured, humiliated, and crucified, allowed himself to die, and then was risen from the dead. That's the pattern. When you say you are a disciple of Jesus, that's the pattern. It's not a matter of whether you choose to suffer or not. You're gonna suffer. I don't care how happy you are. You're gonna suffer. The only thing that's left up to date and up to you is what's your attitude. That's why one of my favorite quotations is from Viktor Frankl. The ultimate human freedom is the ability to choose the attitude that you will have towards your suffering. You don't get to choose whether you suffer or not. That's part of the human condition. The only ultimate human freedom is which attitude you will take. Today, the Lord Jesus gives us the beginning of that example.